Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Robert Joyce pays close attention to the law and administration of elections in North Carolina. A faculty member at the UNC School of Government, he shares important background information on election procedures that everyone should know as they prepare to vote. Joyce believes the way North Carolina handles its voting is a deterrent to many improprieties.
The way that North Carolina does it ensures a fairly clean election. It is, however, always the case that there may be people willing to commit criminal fraud in order to up the vote totals a bit. But anyone who is tempted to request an absentee ballot for dead Uncle Charlie, pretending to be dead Uncle Charlie, and marking that ballot and sending it back as if he were dead Uncle Charlie, has committed not merely a crime, but a felony. These are serious crimes. You commit a felony in order to vote in the name of a dead person and increase the vote total by one. It is an idiotic course of action, and fortunately, the number of folks who are willing to do that is exceedingly small. Once you have received your mail-in absentee ballot, you may mail it back. You may take it to the County Board of Elections in person. Those are your options, mail or something like FedEx, or in person. The County Board of Elections must receive it by 5 p.m. on Election Day, with one exception. If they receive it up to 3 days later and it has a postmark which indicates that you posted it by 5 p.m. on Election Day, it will count. So they've got to get it either by 5 o'clock on Election Day, or you have to have mailed it by 5 o'clock on Election Day, and it has a postmark which shows that, and they receive it within the three following days. I have a good feeling about the way elections are administered in North Carolina. One reason is our bipartisan structure. The State Board of Elections is a bipartisan body. It consists of three members of one party and two members of the other, and which one has the three is determined by the party of the governor. So when the governor is a Democrat, there's a majority Democrats on the State Board of Elections. When the governor is a Republican, there's a majority Republicans on the State Board of Elections. So who is in charge politically varies depending on the party of the governor, but it is always a bipartisan operation.
According to Joyce, we should know North Carolina's uncertified winners by the end of election night.
Also in North Carolina, we have a history of smooth elections. Not to say they're perfect, and we can have some pretty ugly ones, such as the 9th Congressional District election of a couple of years ago. But for the most part, in a history and a structure that seems to work well. We don't have a problem historically with long lines like you see in some places, and especially is that true since the advent of early voting and the large proportion of people who vote at early voting sites really takes the pressure off Election Day precinct voting. And finally, with respect to absentee ballots, we have a much more efficient way of handling the counting of mail-in absentee ballots. The way that it works in North Carolina is that the voter, having marked their mail-in absentee ballot, signs the certificate on the envelope, and the witness signs the certificate on the envelope. The voter puts the ballot into the envelope, seals it up, and mails it back to the County Board of Elections. The County Board of Elections then receives that envelope, and before opening the envelope, the Board of Elections staff looks at the certificates that the voter and the witness have filled out, signed, and if those signatures appears to be appropriate and in the right place, then the envelope will be opened and the ballot taken out and put through the scanner, all of this ahead of Election Day. Then on Election Day, when time comes to count ballots, the tabulators into which the ballots have been scanned can then be told, tabulate, count. And so on Election Day, the absentee ballots can be counted every bit as efficiently as the ballots actually cast at early voting sites or at the precinct.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.